Hello, and good evening to all of you. My name is Dave Dobbins. I live in Guilford. Our town is not impacted by the proposed alternate or primary routes of the Northern Pass project at all. This good? Okay. All right, let's start that clock over. Just kidding. So look, I sincerely can appreciate the thoughtful view that Franklin is giving this project and the amount of tax money that may come into the town of Franklin as a result of the conversion facility, but feel strongly that is much bigger than a Franklin, New Hampshire project. This is something that has a very significant and I think damaging effect on the entire state of New Hampshire, and I also think it's poor energy policy for our nation to be turning to another nation to reach that vital energy independence that we keep hearing so much about. We have other alternatives available to us right within our borders. Okay, there's a couple of things I would like to direct the department to take a look into as they examine the application for this project. I would direct you to the testimony of James Muntz. He's filed this with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission on December 15th, 2010, as part of the Northern Pass request to approve a transmission service agreement with Hydro-Québec. In his written testimony, Mr. Muntz makes it clear that the first choice for the conversion facility was at Scobie Pond substation in Londonderry, which is owned by PSNH. It would have added a longer DC line and been more economical overall. However, it was ruled out when they took a look at the right-of-way from Scobie Pond to the Deerfield station. An expansion of that right-of-way would have impacted land trust areas, conservation easements, commercial buildings, and up to 50 to 60 private homes. From the written testimony, and I quote, it was concluded that the expansion of the right-of-way would result in extremely negative public and political reaction against the plan in the overall HVDC project. The testimony then goes on to say that on a technical basis, the second choice for the converter facility was at the Deerfield substation, but a suitable parcel of land for the facility could not be located there. So Franklin ends up with what will be about 25 acres of land full of high voltage electrical gear, most of which must be located outside. What kind of development will ever be done anywhere near a facility like that? What kind of branding is that for the future of Franklin? What kind of legacy to be left for Franklin's children and grandchildren? What are the health risks to the citizens of Franklin? What was the real reason that Franklin ended up with the conversion facility? Could it be that the developers thought there was little economic or political power here to stop it? That falls under the whole idea of environmental justice that I want you to examine in this project as it relates to Franklin. The second issue that I'd like you to take a look at is I'd like you to perform an extensive study of exactly how many jobs will be created during the construction and operation of the proposed power lines and conversion facility. The study should include how many jobs will exist during the construction period only, how many permanent jobs will exist to manage the lines and the converter facility if it were to become operational. It should also include an assessment of the nature of the jobs and what percentage of them will be performed by New Hampshire residents, and how many jobs and of what type will be available to Franklin residents during and after construction. And my final note is I would again and very respectfully ask that the DOE examine this project on its overall merit on the basis of the power that's not even needed to the damage that will be done, and exercise its authority to fully deny the presidential permit and to do so as expediently as possible. Thank you.